Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today, just want to take a few minutes just to kind of reflect back on what we shared this past Sunday as we are in week two of our series, I Have Questions. And we thought we would tackle one of maybe the hotly debated questions throughout church history. And many Christians have today around kind of the role and the tension that plays between kind of the sovereignty of God, that we believe God is all-knowing and God is in control, that there is nothing that happens in this world that doesn't first go through the hand of God. And so how do we hold that in tension with the kind of responsibility that we have as human beings around our choices and our decisions? And so how do those two play together? And so we spent some time on Sunday looking at really one particular instance in the scriptures in the Old Testament that really highlights this tension around Pharaoh and the time of the Exodus. And if you're familiar with your Bible and you know how the story goes, and perhaps you've been following along this week as we've kind of been able to, each of our teaching pastors, to kind of speak into this. And one of the things that shows up uniquely in this account with Pharaoh is you read in Exodus 7 through 11 and kind of the coming of the 10 plagues and kind of God's judgment against this evil nation that is rebelling and really disobeying God's desire for his people. They're enslaving. There is evil and wickedness going forth and worship of false gods. And each and every one of the plagues that God brings forth against Egypt is, in essence, a way to go back to them and say, hey, you know these gods you worship? Well, I know a God who's greater than them. And each one is kind of an assault against that. But each along the way, we read about these accounts where Pharaoh's heart is hardened. And there are some instances where the text tells us that Pharaoh's heart was hardened. It doesn't really tell us who hardened it. It seemed kind of neutral, that it just was being hardened or passively was hardened. And then we read accounts in there where it says Pharaoh hardened his own heart, that Pharaoh was the one who hardened his heart. And we read other accounts where it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And so maybe the question that shows up often is, who hardened Pharaoh's heart? Was it Pharaoh or was it God? Or did it, what happened? And the answer to that is yes. Yes. Yes, Pharaoh hardened his heart and God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And so the question, I think, what I tried to talk about on Sunday is really this question around, well, how does someone's heart then become hard? And so how did Pharaoh's heart become hard? And so really looking at the making of a hard heart. And one of the things that we see in this text is that Pharaoh's heart becomes hard as he encounters God, as he encounters the one true God. And left to our own sinful states, what we end up seeing in that is when we encounter God, we rebel and reject God. We want have nothing to do with God. And so sin hardens our heart. And so as we experience God, as he reveals himself to us, as he calls us towards repentance, as he calls out our sin, our sinfulness, our sinful flesh, our sinful nature, our hard heart hardens even more because we want to have nothing to do with God. And that's what happened with Pharaoh. And so how did God come to Pharaoh and how did God harden his heart? Well, one of the things we see is it's through mercy, through compassion, through calls to repentance. That Moses time and time and time again approached Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, what you are doing is evil and wrong. It is going against the will of the one true God. You are enslaving his people. Let them go. And Pharaoh time and time again rebelled and rejected God's desires, God's will. And his heart became hardened through his own choices, but also as God hardened Pharaoh's heart through compassion and calls towards repentance. And I love one of the old Puritan quotes was, the same sun that melts the ice hardens the clay. Think about that. The same sun can melt ice. It can soften hearts. And yet it can also harden up clay. And so this, as we encounter God in our sinful state, that naturally what ends up happening is we reject him. And so one of the big ideas that I talked about on Sunday was the condition of our hearts. Ultimately, it influences the choices we make, that the condition of our souls, our hearts, where our decisions and our beliefs and our desires reside within, the Bible describes the heart, the condition of our heart really influences kind of the choices we make. And so a hard heart leads us to choosing and rebelling against God. But rather, the question we got to get to the end is, how do our hearts then become soft? How do our hearts mend? And I looked at on Sunday this incredible passage from Ezekiel that you may be familiar with, but when the prophet Ezekiel is kind of prophesying, one, about really the impact of the life and ministry of Jesus and what God was going to do to his people. Ezekiel 36 says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you." And then he says these words, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." And so in essence, if God revealing himself to us, right, in one instance can cause us to harden our hearts and our sinful desires, when God saves us, when he replaces our old heart, our hard heart, our heart of stone, and gives us a new heart, a soft heart, a heart of flesh, a heart filled with the Spirit of God, a heart that has received grace and compassion and mercy. When we experience that, what ends up happening, he says, "I will cause you to walk in my statutes." Is God forcing us to walk in his ways? Or rather, is our new heart rather beating to the step and tune of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Does our new heart lead us to want to walk lives that would honor the Lord? Because a new heart leads us to live new lives. So maybe as we finish here today, I just want to begin to pray for you and I, that we would have hearts that are soft towards God, that these passages with Pharaoh, they serve as both a warning and also an opportunity to witness, a warning to us that if we lead lives of rebellion against God, and we harden our hearts, that we are going to be standing in the way of God's judgment towards us. But rather, if we have soft hearts, that we can be a witness to the immeasurable and beautiful grace of our God, who chose to replace our hard hearts and to put soft hearts in there. And then we can go and testify to that goodness to the world around us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, God, as we pray and as we reflect on this incredible mystery behind, God, your incredible sovereignty, God, that you are in control, that, God, you show grace to who you want to show grace to, you show compassion to who you want to have compassion towards, that, God, you are not obligated to save anybody, but, God, rather out of your love and grace, God, that you choose to save some. And God, while I have no idea what goes into that, God, I am one grateful that I have been one who has experienced your grace, that you have replaced my hard heart with a soft heart, a heart of flesh, that you put your spirit within me. So God, I pray for whoever is listening, God, that they too would have a soft heart that has been replaced with a new heart, that your spirit is working within them. And God, if anybody's listening here that maybe their heart has become hardened towards you, because God, they have put themselves in situations and they have chosen, God, to reject you rather than to submit to and follow you, God, I pray that this passage from Pharaoh would be a warning to say, God, may we not align ourselves with Pharaoh, but rather may we align ourselves with you and your will, because it's in that place, God, where we experience life and life to the fullest. Well, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and pray?